This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Molly Wood. Tomorrow, six states will hold presidential primary contests, including California, where all three remaining candidates have been campaigning there on a solidly anti-trade message. That's even though California probably benefits from trade more than any other state. From KPCC in Los Angeles, Ben Bergman reports.
Here are all three candidates campaigning recently in California.
I believe we can still make it in America and export from America.
It is time for them to build those products right here in America.
Other people are taking your jobs, and our jobs are being disappearing. They're going to other countries.
Finally, something everyone can agree on. But 40% of U.S. imports come through local ports. So any decline in trade could hurt not just workers on the docks, but also those who transport and store all those shoes and big screen TVs from Asia people order on Amazon. They're known as logistics workers, and they're part of one of the fastest growing fields in California. Unfortunately, the pay often isn't great, certainly not as good as manufacturing. That's why rhetoric like this resonates.
We're going to start making things again. We're going to start up our manufacturing businesses.
Trump has been the most vocal about stopping cheap imports. He's threatened a 35% tax on some goods from Mexico and a 45% one on Chinese products.
If they don't behave, if they don't follow the rules and the regulations so that we can have it equal on both sides, we will tax you.
But China and Mexico would likely retaliate, slapping their own tariffs on goods from the U.S. That would be especially bad for California farmers, since 40% of their produce gets sold overseas, like all the almonds China buys or all the grapes that go to Mexico. Fred Bergston is a trade expert at the Peterson Institute.
Agriculture is always among the most politically sensitive of traded products. So when foreigners retaliated against Trump's import controls here, U.S. agriculture would get hurt.
There are also a lot of California companies that do business with Mexico and China. A trade war would be bad for them. In fact, trade consultant Michael Comunez says some damage could already be done.
There's a number of U.S. companies that have pending deals in Mexico that are increasingly growing concerned about not so much pursuing them, but having any publicity associated with them.
And Comunez worries it will only get worse as we get closer to November. In Los Angeles, I'm Ben Bergman for Marketplace.